appointments are now full today. Please call back. We open Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome to Craig Miller Medical Group. If you have a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 999. All calls are recorded for training purposes. Please select from the following options. Please note, for all minor ailments, please contact a pharmacy. For all eye problems, please contact an optician. For all dental problems, please contact a dentist. Alternatively, hold the line to speak to reception.
Total queue estimated time is 41 seconds.
Medical Group, Rachel speaking, how can I help?
Hiya, is it possible to speak to Karen Smibbett, please?
Who is it that's calling?
Leia from MMA Legal.
Oh, let me just see if she's available, bear with me a little second.
Thank you.
Hi there, thank you for waiting. So she's available, so I'll just transfer the call, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Good morning, Craig Miller. Karen speaking, how may I help?
Hi Karen, it's Leah calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm okay. I'm just back from annual leave, so not caught up with everything. But yeah, a bit in the back foot. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just Monday, isn't it?
It is.
It's just a call just to see if I can discuss with you one of our clients. We did send a subject access request. I've spoken to the client. And she states that the records were posted to her.
Who's the client? And like I say, we have a partnership meeting first thing in the morning, so I haven't even seen my email. So you're going to have to bear with me, I'm afraid.
No, that's
what's
okay.
The client?
She's called Fiona Watson.
Okay. There was something before I went on holiday regarding this patient, and I did try to speak. I called two or three times, did leave a voice message with one of your colleagues, but he didn't get back to me, and then I went back on holiday. So it's something since happened.
Not necessarily something since, it's just we really need these records for our client, and she stated to us that she did not want access to her records because we give the option when we take them on board. You know, we say, would you like your records at the end of this? And they've got the option to say yes or no, and she said, no, it would trigger me too much.
Okay.
So I think that's where the concern comes in, is that the client herself was given the records, but she's quite vulnerable.
Did she pick them up or did what?
She's told us that they were posted to her.
We wouldn't post them. We
okay.
would get ask them to come and pick them up, which obviously would be voluntary.
Yeah.
And that was the last, before I went holiday, was the case that they were left behind reception, and mm-hmm. she'd been told that they were there. So I would need to go and ask, but I know we wouldn't have posted them out to her.
Okay, no problem. That's fair enough. Obviously, we have no way of knowing if what's
no.
correct and whatever.
No, no.
The only thing that
because
we
would have posted them to you if we were going to post them out. So,
well, yeah.
The definitive is that the patient is able. If the patient agrees to come pick them up, we'll put them behind the reception
which
for them to pick
sense.
Up.
Which makes complete sense. Yeah, it does. I think the only concern we have at the minute is just that we are the ones who requested on her behalf.
Mm-hmm.
So she signed a letter of authority with us where we act on her behalf. So if we
yeah.
requested the records, we would expect the response to come straight to us.
Mm-hmm. So I think I haven't been here too long, but when I was trying to contact your colleague,
mm-hmm.
I'd spoken to a partner and explained the situation, because I didn't speak to the colleague. I think he spoke to Nick, the quality lead, about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I clarified with the partner and to understand, you know, why that decision is that we would go via the patient. And they said, in the past, we have had complaints from patients that they've shared information that they hadn't realized with being vulnerable, that they would be, you know, things like you take drugs, you've had an abortion, you that they wouldn't
yeah.
necessarily want privy to all. And we've had in the past a couple of those, and that was why the decision was to make it the patient's decision if that's what they wanted to share.
Yeah.
And I think that's historically what has happened.
Okay, that does make sense. I can understand why that is. I think just in this scenario, it was the opposite way around.
Okay.
Where
yeah.
the client wants us to have the record
yeah.
and we haven't.
But
so I'm just wondering, is there a way where you
said no to the person who phoned up?
No, they should have,
no,
but they are quite a vulnerable client of ours.
Okay,
So it was probably a situation where she maybe felt like she had to. Which I can get. I was just wanting to call, clarify, and see if there's a way we can get them posted out to us.
Okay. Well, like I say, leave it with us. So
mm-hmm.
she has a copy, but she doesn't want to forward them. Is that the case?
It's more the case that she won't. The way to explain it is she won't pay to post them, and we wouldn't expect
no,
her to.
No, fair enough. No, neither would we.
And we only have a franking machine, and some post offices only accept if they've been franked and posted on the same day. So sending
right.
a prepaid envelope can be a bit tricky sometimes.
Oh, okay.
We've had some issues. So it was just to see if there's a way that we could have them from yourselves.
Right. I don't know how big they are or how
mm-hmm.
viable, you know, if it's a box of notes, I don't know without how easy it is. But leave that with me. If you got a contact, what was your name, sorry?
Leah.
Leah.
Pearson.
And do you have an email, or have you emailed me, did you say?
I've got an email. If you want my own email.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably easier.
It's going to be leah.pearson, that's L-E-A-H,
yeah.
Pearson, at
is that P-E-A-R-S-O-N? At?
M-M-A Legal.
All one word, M-M-A Legal. Yeah.
Yeah, .co.uk.
Okay. Leave that with me. Like I say, I'm just back today,
mm-hmm.
but I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much for that, Carol.
All right. No worries. Thank
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.